The pre-professional school would answer a need, according to Medicine Ballet's artistic director Earl Smith.
It's sort of in the organization's interest, and I think also the interest of the arts community as a whole, to keep young, talented dancers here and continue their training so that they can ultimately go directly into professional companies as opposed to going away at, 15, 16 years old to get training.
15-year-old Claire Michaels, who dances in Medicine Ballet's Nutcracker, was planning to go to Chicago to continue her training. She says that the new program might give her another option.
I don't think that going to Chicago is the best idea because my family wants me to stay here in Madison. And if there was a program here, I'd definitely go to it because then I wouldn't have to travel and it'd be much easier.
Claire says her choice will also depend on what the Medicine Ballet Academy has to offer. And what it will offer is just what worries some other dance studio owners who met recently to talk about the project. They say if Medicine Ballet can get top-level teachers, the program might indeed complement what studios are offering. But if the new academy only hires dance teachers from the area, studio owners say it will simply be another provider of intensive training. Such studios are already available in town, such as the Monona Academy of Dance.
Here's your heads, heads over your shoulders, ladies and gentlemen.
The director of the academy, Jojin Retram, says she offers pre-professional training.
My dancers go right from my studio and get jobs. I had two students that graduated from high school. One went right to professional program, Charleston Ballet Theater. The other went right to Louisville Ballet. They got right into the company. They didn't have to go to Chicago or whatever. People don't have to do that.
Retram actually directed the Medicine Ballet for 22 years before she left the company 5 years ago. She says the new project doesn't match the original mission of the not-for-profit organization. She believes Medicine Ballet was meant to work as an umbrella organization, incorporating the other studios in projects such as their Christmas holiday season ballet, the Nutcracker.
Before, when we did the Nutcracker, all the studios were working so well together. It was wonderful at Christmas time, and everyone felt really, really good, and now everyone is just doing their own thing.
However, Medicine Ballet Artistic Director Earl Smith says he intends to keep the studios involved, as they already are.
We rent studio space and hire rehearsal assistants to take the various sections of the ballet. So, to be frank, I couldn't do it myself. And they do have a lot of expertise that they can bring to the table.
In terms of input on the new project, Medicine Ballet organized one-on-one meetings with the studios earlier this year to let them know about the creation of the school. But studio owners say the proposal was a surprise and they really didn't get to provide input. They're also worried about the proposed enrollment. Medicine Ballet is planning on 300 students, which includes all-level courses in addition to the pre-professional division. Shannon Gallagher, Premier Dance Academy director, says the size and scope of the academy makes a big difference.
If they came to us and said, we're thinking of opening a pre-professional school by audition only, 25 to 50 kids, I don't think I'd have as big of a problem with it. If it's 25 to 50 kids, it's maybe 2-3 of my students. If it's 300 kids, it could be half my kids, it could be all my kids.
Gallagher has been running Nutcracker rehearsals for Medicine Ballet at her studio for 5 years. Frustrated with what's happening, she just decided to quit. Considering that the Medicine Ballet is a not-for-profit organization, she says the new school has an edge over for-profit local studios.
It puts them on a whole different playing field. They get large donations, they get big publicity, they have the kind of money it takes to get to dance on the Overture Center stage. So to a kid who all they want to do is dance on that big stage in front of hundreds of people, they're going to go there.
Studio owners will be able to attend a Medicine Ballet board meeting on May 18th to share their concerns. They have been advised in a letter that they would be given 5 minutes each to address the board. However, the letter does state that the board members stand firmly behind their decision to create a new school. Mathilde Riffaut, Wisconsin Public Radio.